You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
دوراش خرای گوملت دلشان شوره و اصرتی برتوثی و مردوثی. پروفسور کن کروکشانت دیل ملپانا مشوت با گوملت انگلیش آیا الان ایدم صوتی لشان خانه یعن تیچینگ انگلیش تو سپیکرز اف اذر لنگویجز ولا خمام لطيمانا قو لو ماذا تبش لطيرة بيوم تشبثة اصرب تشرين خرايا تلعبوت منسر لو ماذا قام الباني ادلشانا آثورايا كلدايا مالي البروفيسور روكشانت إلى باتريل الشانك مزيت براموم هيروثة دشرايا عسقواثة وتخمنتا جريتا أبستراك ثينكينج مانايو مروختة ددراكة وبرميتة مردوثة وبثرايوثة لشان دي لإلى بله وبرميتة تخيوثة بالزودة.
Now, the research shows that children who are strong in their home language and culture are actually more open to other cultures. They're less racist. We know that people who have two or more languages think better. They do better in tests of mental flexibility, problem solving, abstract thinking, everything. Very interesting. Parents often worry that if their kids are learning Assyrian and English at the same time, it'll slow them down. They are a bit slow, it takes longer, but they end up there. Secondly, we know from the research that having two languages increases your employability, your career success. Now, the next one is not for the young people, it's for people like me here. If you have two or more languages, it puts off the onset of memory loss and dementia. So if you work with monolingual Australians, tell them they must learn a language because it keeps your brain active. Secondly, these days, speaking two languages or three is part of being a global citizen. In Australia, we have a shameful history with languages. And people used to think, they still think, if you speak two languages, you've only got half a brain, you know? But in the world today, you must have languages. You go to any other country, you can't exist without two or three languages. You're not educated.
لشان سوريايا آثورايا إيلم لشان دغزيل نور ضبية وطمية ونسيونة يعني جورا بدخنقته وبشل المثخال زودة من ألبا شنة لشان باصروثة من هذا يالوبة لشانة إثوالون أرخاثة مشخل بي ديال بي لبم هيروثة كثوتة وهمزومة أو مندي إلى واذا خيانة آثورايا كالداي أستراليا قم عسقواثة اتملبت بالزودة.
I don't know much about Assyrian, but from my reading I see that Assyrian languages have had a history of oppression and suppression. It's been a minority language for over 1,000 years. It's interesting the links with the Aboriginal languages in Australia, the way they've been suppressed. I bring this up because it's important, it's got an impact on how easy it is to maintain the language in Australia. Assyrian people have had different access to gaining fluency in written and spoken Assyrian. And these factors make it a lot harder. This happens with many languages that have got this background.
مزيد للبروفيسور كروكشان قو مذن خلط أثرواثة مذن خمس عاية توديثة إيوام خياتة أمواثة لخا قو استراليا لشانة إيلها ورمزة وأرخت خياتة وقنطايوثة من طلقتة للشانة بيناثن أو بينث كرشي التوتاوي وقوساني يمشاري بشربتة ريانيثة وبطالق للشانة كل نائث بشربتة ليثيتة ورويعيتة.
Religion was uniting identity. This is what the research shows. But in Australia, where you're in mainly a Christian country, it's the language that becomes more important, but it doesn't diminish the role of the churches. But the research shows that Assyrian disappears after the second and third generation. This is what's happened in the United States. And the research shows that immigrant languages disappear largely in the second generation and completely in the third. I know that's depressing for Saturday morning, but I want to talk about how this can be stopped.
مسني قواخ الطمرخ اخبرتا ينهوثا ينقاب بين الشرواثا ادلاشا وقخيانا باثر مدموط التماني سرشنات آثي وامريلا المالا قمال بيتولا لشانا سنيقى واخد زيبخ ينقرب خيالا ديال بلشانة يمايا وبيشي مردنة مسبب بخايا وخ قوكنشيت أثرى إليبا ومردنة.
So what's more important in your community is the push for education, and sometimes, often, you will succeed despite the problems. The other problem, of course, is the culture clash, the difference between home and school. And this happens most when you're a boy and you're a teenager. And it's almost like a gap between 10 and 16 when everyone wants to be Aussie. And you can go to a school where everyone speaks a second language, but, you know, we're Aussie. And then at the age of 18, they come back to you and say, why didn't you make me learn my language?
أبنجو مدرشيات الليلة مليانتا خج مشاعات الملبتة لشانا ماري لبروفيسور كين كروكشان هيرتا من دكان خينة إلى أن قيتا مخ عتاثا وشث آسك نشاي.
What I'm saying to community language teachers, you cannot solve the world's problems. If you have the students for 2 hours a week, they're not going to be totally fluent. So don't kill yourselves. But you must think of other areas that support you. The churches are important. And I'm going to talk about the Greek community, where it's the churches and the church organizations that have actually kept the language alive.
وهذا متخرج بروفيسور كروكشان تئث مبوع خانك مهيري ملبتة آواه وعاتة انطرتد للشانة القب شرواثة دي ليشوبة وخرزق وانترنت وكنشي تأثرواثة تأثراية وكلداية قو أثرواثة خانة دي لي بلاخة لو نيشة.
I also bring in the internet. Because for a Syrian, you have so many lively communities in the United States, in Brazil, and the internet is really interesting in how it supports language. And as I said, the big communities overseas, and we need to look at how those communities can also support us for Syrian.
ومهم زملة بروفيسور على ترقلياثة اتلام هيري لشانة بايش مني قوارة من جنسة وأمواثة خينة هاو من دي تلام واسخ مكلخلة إلا إيث من ديانة خينة مهيري لنطرخ لشانة إجماعي لغضة ذقو شكنتا وشوتا بياثة وشوثاسة وخيرت النسيونة أمواثة خينة قون طرتت لشانة.
What keeps the language alive? This is what the linguistic research is. If there's low intermarriage, you're not going to stop that. I'm sorry, the young people go where their heart is. You know, I can't complain. It's also the demographic centre. So at the moment, the community centred. Community institutions are important, especially united institutions and the churches, but also if people see speaking Assyrian as part of their identity. Now, in Australia, it's the Greek language that has kept going after four generations. And it's really important to see how they've done it.
ومتخرخ نغزة أن نقايق ومطرتد للشانة وملبت للشرواثة خاثة هاو نغزة إلى ملبانة بقانة ملبانة سباي إلى بتشورة للشانة بهاو سباي ولخق أستراليا بتيخي لي ورخاثة قم ملبانة قاني ولبانة بش علاية وسهدواثة بش رامة.
What makes your school successful? The first one and the most important thing is good teachers. What we've found is that many of the teachers in the school, 90% are women, many of them have got overseas qualifications, and they're highly educated. What needs to happen, and what makes for a good school, is if the teachers keep learning. If you go to the professional learning and you develop your skills, the key to the successful language schools are the teachers themselves. What you can actually do with the student. Now, you know that, but we've got research to back it up.
ومرة فرصة إلى بريثة ملبانة ماسط قانيلة أي فرصة بهي أستراليا إلى خراجة زوجل ملبتة لشان مشوخل بدكنوشية من ملتة وأمواثة مشوخل بي وبريشوثة قو نيو ساوث ويلز ديت لخرزة رابع رشاية وبش سباي قو أو خقلة.
You need to take advantage of what's happening. Now, and New South Wales now is the best one in Australia in terms of funding. We have the certificate in language teaching, we have the diploma, we have the certificate in leadership and management. It's free, it really helps, I hope it does.
ومر البروفيسور كروكشانت خذ يون ديون غزايا رابا برصوبة إلي ملبانة لشان عثوراي كالدايا إلا متخرج دي سنيقوثة بش زود الملبانة.
I'm really happy to see so many people of a Syrian background who are teachers in the day schools. But we need more. We need as many teachers as there are kids. And I would love to see more of the teachers here becoming accredited, if you want, in the day schools. That's what we work for.
مدرشات سباي وملبت سباي أثيا من هيرتة آواهي قام شاري هم همزمي عميالي بلشانة قد آثى شورا المدرشتة وويذي مصاوث مهمزم وبرمي خقمة من ديانة وبهيرة مدرشتة دملبة بسباي.
What makes for good schools? Well, this is interesting. A lot of the schools, and I don't know if the Australian and Chaldean schools have done it, a lot of the schools have started up preschools for parents, parent play groups. Because what's happening is that sometimes the parents think, oh, I can't really teach my children the language, I'm not sure if it's a good thing to do. But many schools have started up play groups to get to the parents and get them to start young before they start school. The other thing is tutoring and coaching, specifically for students of Assyrian background. With missed education, and this is a good way to combine help.
من ديانة خانت هيري انطرت اللشانة إلى تختد مدرشيات الملبتة دقور بشنة من تمان السر شنة والقل وشركتها وزياخي وقتشة كنشياية ولوماذة وخوباطة كنشياية وسنتة زواغة.
Classes for adults and parents. A lot of the kids who lose their language when they get to the age of 18, they want to start learning. It's also important for mixed marriages. So for mixed marriages, it's also really important the more it happens. So we need the schools to have classes for adults. Because a lot of the kids, they lose their language, they want to get it back again. The other thing that comes up is important is student camps and school events. If you can get your kids to go away and have an environment where the languages are spoken, wonderful, you've got them.
ومتخرج بروفيسور قا خربستة يا لوبي والي سندخلون تشريكي قو همزمتا وكثوتا وشماء ودهاوي تشالشاني ان تشالنجينك وشوتبي قو خوباطي وبانخ بي هيمنتا ومخبتا المندي دي لي اليابلة.
We need to put some sugar on the cup of learning and get the kids in. Secondly, the students need to be challenged. We've just finished a study on teaching languages in the day school, and we find that often it's too much songs, games, singing and dancing. It's got to be something that gets the kids here. Learn through something else. Why not teach Assyrian through science, through maths? You know, because we need to get the brains working, and that will keep the kids remembering. You're so lucky today. Some of these workshops are really good, and you'll see what I mean. But last of all, we need to build their confidence and their pride in what they have so that someone can get up at the age of 14 and be MC in front of a group here. Wonderful. We want your students to be able to get up and say, yes, I'm from this background, I speak this language.
ومرة بروفيسور سنيقى وقت بلخخ على مطيوتا يعني مهزرتا تخرزة مقريتا متوتا دكثابت ملبتا لشان آثورايا كالدايا هاو من دي دي وخبلاخة إلي ومن دي خانة مجموعي يعني مكابوشي مطبوعي وماني هيراني قام مدرشياثا ملبتا لشانة.
We've been luckily funded by the New South Wales government, and what we want to do at these centres is the proposal I'm giving to you today. We want to get a K-10 curriculum for Assyrian Chaldean so that the schools can get the support of a curriculum. This is what we're going to work on next year, and I'll come to ask for your help. Number two, we're going to collect resources for the teaching of the languages and get a web portal so that you can get the best up-to-date resources from overseas, from anywhere.
تشرارك في ومريزة بيات ميقرانوخن عادل دنو.
SBS.com.au